This is the continuation of it. He says, day unto day utter a speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. That this revelation is ongoing. That the sun comes up in the day and it praises God. And it goes on praising God all day until the stars arise at night. Day unto day, watch this now, utters speech. That when you look up in the sky, what is speech? Speech is something that's talking to you. If somebody's speaking, they're talking to you. Day unto day uttereth speech. That God is speaking to you.
Greetings, radio friends. This is Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church right here in the city of Pittsburgh. We've been on a journey through the Psalms, and today the bus stops at Psalm 19, where we are looking at a revelation that requires an examination. Join us as we look at Psalm 19.
Psalm 19. Psalm 19. But in Psalm 19, David says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their works to the end of the world. In them he hath set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth are from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends thereof, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins, and let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. In Psalm 19, we see a revelation that requires an examination. That the psalmist saw God in all of his glory. And as he saw God in all of his glory, he was moved in his spirit to respond. And so I want to talk about, how do we respond to the revelation of God? That when God reveals himself, you know, what should be our response? If we look at the sixth chapter of Isaiah, we see that Isaiah saw God lifted up in all of his glory. And when Isaiah got a glimpse of the holiness of God, he said, woe is me, for I am undone. Job, when he got a glimpse of the holiness of God in chapter 42, Job said that I am a sinful man and that I'm not worthy to stand before God. There was a Swedish pastor. He was riding through the country one afternoon. The sun was shining bright, and all of a sudden, a storm arose. And the storm was violent, and the storm was fierce, and it was just dark and rain coming down like cats and dogs. After about 5 minutes, the sun came back out, and the birds started to sing. And as a result of that, the pastor recorded these words, "O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art." This pastor, riding along in the midst of a nice summer day, saw the power of a storm arise and then see the storm dissipate and the sun begin to shine again. He had a revelation. He had a revelation, and his revelation caused him to do an examination. And as he did an examination, he saw that God was great, and he wrote the song, "How Great Thou Art." As we look at this revelation, we see the revelation of God. Now, I want you to go on a journey with me as we look at this revelation of God. And I want you to allow your mind to just begin to wander on the glories and focus on the glories of God as we go through this psalm. Powerful psalm. As we read the Psalms, these were led to cause us to worship God. And so my desire today is that you would leave here as a worshiper of God. That you would leave here today as one who realizes that God is high, like the choir sang earlier, high and exalted and worthy to be praised. So, as always, I like to use words that are syncopated. And so I want to first of all talk about the proclamation of this revelation. The proclamation of this revelation. Notice what he says in verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. This word, declare, actually means to, watch this, don't miss this now. It means to write a story. To write a story. That the heavens are writing a story about God. That when you look up in the sky, that there is a testimony that there is a God. And so it's very difficult for me to see how that someone can actually believe that there is no God. You know, I heard that somebody said that there is a special day for people who believe that there is no God. April 1st, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. All you have to do is look around and notice what he says, that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiworks. That have you ever created something with your own hand and you knew how it felt just to be able to create something? Maybe it was you sculptured a small statue, or maybe you came up with an artist rendition of something, and you did it with your own hands. Notice what it says there, that the heavens show the handiwork of God, that you can look and see what he has put his hands on. And when you think about this witness, that this is a witness that will never be silenced. When I think about it, man can become intimidated, as society is trying to get us to do today. Man can become intimidated and keep quiet and not praise God. Preachers can get discouraged You know, it's amazing the number of preachers that are leaving the ministry every week because they're discouraged. Preachers can get discouraged and stop preaching. Christians can backslide and stop praising him. But the heavens will go on telling the story. The heavens will not stop telling the story. And this is an ongoing thing. And it kind of picks up in verse 2 because look what he says in verse 2. This is the continuation of it. He says, day unto day utter a speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. That this revelation is ongoing. That the sun comes up in the day and it praises God. And it goes on praising God all day until the stars arise at night. Day unto day, watch this now, utters speech. That when you look up in the sky, what is speech? Speech is something that's talking to you. If somebody's speaking, they're talking to you. Day unto day uttereth speech. That God is speaking to you every day. When you got up this morning and went outside, no matter how cold it was, if your car didn't start, all you had to do was look up in the sky, and even though it might have been cloudy, that day unto day is uttering speech. And around 6 o'clock this evening, night is going to rise. And you know what it said? Look what it said. It pours out knowledge. That looking up in the sky at night, you should become wise. Just don't let a night go by without praising God. You know, one of the things that I used to like to watch, I don't watch it too much anymore, was wrestling. And, you know, there's wrestling and there's such a thing called tag team. And when one guy's in the ring wrestling and he gets tired, then another guy can come in and tag him and take his place. Well, you see, the daylight praises God all day. And then when the day gets tired, it's a tag team. It goes and tags the night, and the night comes on and keeps the thing going. Day unto day utter speech. Night unto night pours forth knowledge. That God, any moment of the day, God has not left himself without a witness. Man, just think about that. Not one waking moment or sleeping moment of the day is God without a witness. And so that's why the psalmist said in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Even if God hasn't done anything for you lately, maybe God is allowing you to go through a difficult time. He's letting you go through a struggle. There's still reason to have praise on your lips. Because day unto day, utter speech, and night unto night, pours forth knowledge. Look at the next thing as we see this revelation of God. The observation of the revelation. In verse 3. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Isn't it amazing how that there are all different kind of languages throughout the earth? That some people speak English, and some people speak Chinese, and some people speak French, and you go on and on and on, and all the languages that are there. And yet and still, there's one common language. And that one common language is when you look up in the sky and you see the heavens. I've had the opportunity to go to Africa and see the richness of the land in Africa, but also be able to look up in the sky and see that same sun. Woo! The same sun that shines here in America is the same sun that rises in Africa. There's no speech where the voice is not heard. Had the opportunity to go to Hawaii and look out upon the Pacific Ocean, where that as you look, you see nothing but blue waters meeting blue skies in the horizon. And set off on that is a sunset. The beauty of the sun sitting upon the ocean. It's the same sun that shines here in Pittsburgh. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. That God brings forth his witness, his testimony. And no matter what language you speak, I like that. Let me read that again. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. The Bible says in Romans that all people are without excuse. Somebody asked the question, what about people that have never heard the gospel? Are they going to go to heaven? What about people who never heard about Jesus Christ? Are they going to go to hell? So the question is asked, where are they going to go if they never heard? They got a witness. And the witness of creation. There are several witnesses. There's the witness of creation. There's the witness of Christ. There's the witness of conscience. That in the conscience of every person is a God awareness. And if you will seek that God awareness, God will bring you more light. There's the witness of Christ, the fact that he died on the cross and rose again that we might have eternal life, that there is salvation through God. But all what we're talking about right now is the witness of creation, and that everybody around the world can look and see that there's a God. And Paul says in Romans chapter 1, as I said earlier, that everybody is without excuse because God has revealed himself in creation. And I tell people this all the time. God gives us light. And that if you will seek the light that God gives you, he will give you more light. But if you reject the light that God gives, then you will find yourself in darkness. And so the light of creation is enough to lead us to start to seek. And I have to believe that if we look and see that there's a God in creation and we begin to seek that God will give us more light that will lead us unto salvation. And so I say, light accepted brings forth night. Light. Light rejected brings forth night. That if you reject the light, you will end up in darkness. And so this is a observation that can be seen everywhere. Then look at verse 4, the domination of the revelation. The domination. Look how it just dominates. It says here, their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words into the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing that is hidden from the heat thereof. What a powerful picture that he paints. How that creation dominates the heavens. But not only that, we go from the domination to an illustration. We flow right into the illustration. It dominates. Again, just think about this. That God is so bad that his witness, when I say bad, I mean powerful, not bad. That God is so bad that his witness absolutely dominates the skies. It dominates the skies. And then he gives us an illustration. Notice what he says. He says the sun. He takes one illustration. He says the sun comes up like a bridegroom out of his chamber. Now, let me be a little sensual. I'll keep it clean, but let me be a little sensual. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber. That is when a man and a woman got married, and they would consummate the marriage. Now, in the Jewish culture, there was a celebration that went on for days. And so while the man and the woman were consummating the marriage, the people were partying. And so what were they waiting for? They were waiting for the bridegroom to do what? Come out of his chamber. And guess what? When the bridegroom stepped out of his chamber, he wasn't all mopey. He didn't have his head down. He wasn't sad. But notice it. As a bridegroom comes out of the chamber, watch this. Isn't that the way the sun comes up? The sun comes up just like that. Man, you can be laying in bed, and all of a sudden, if your window is facing where the sun is rising, all of a sudden, pow, it just pops. And it comes up. And notice that he changes the metaphor now. He changes the metaphor from a bridegroom coming out of the chamber to what? A strong man to run a race. Right? And he just runs across the sky all day long, just shining. And this is a powerful illustration of the glory of God, of how God works. Saints, if this don't grip your heart, if this don't do something to your soul, then there's a problem inside. But think about, we have a great God who dominates the heavens and gives us illustrations of people, or likens his creation to people coming out of a chamber and running a race. So that's the revelation of God in nature. Let's look at the revelation of God in his word. The revelation of God in his word. Verses 7 through 9. Again, we see the proclamation of this revelation. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It can save your soul. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure. Making wise the simple. I know a whole lot of simple folk that could be wise real quick if they just start getting into the word of God and let the word of God get into them. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. What makes your heart glad? What makes you joyful? I tell you, sometimes just getting in the word of God excites me. Getting in God's word and see what he has done. You know, as the choir was singing today, your songs that are based on the word of God. Many of us sat there.
Thank you for joining us today on the Anchored in Jesus radio program. Tune in next time for the conclusion of a revelation that requires an examination from Psalm 19. If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, a revelation that requires an examination from Psalm 19, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request a revelation that requires an examination. Or you can call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view or download more than 400 teachings listed there. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It is through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews 6:19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and anchor for the soul. Now, on behalf of our volunteer staff, this is Dr. William R. Glaze saying that you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.